listening to God's word, daily prayers, frequent and faithful reception of the Eucharist, confession of sins and absolution, good works. Learn more about the life of Lutheran piety in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. It's written by regular guest Pastor Will Whedon. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. Thank, praise, serve, and obey. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, just like Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, except it comes at the end of the year, and the candidates are the top vote getters from 2017. Your votes will decide which of the four soundbites we're going to play for you on this Friday afternoon will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, and the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Year will get all of the Issues Etc. books of the month from 2017. Now, you vote by giving us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote. Make sure you tell us who you are, which one you're voting for, and why. It's also nice to know where you're listening. But your reason for voting is very important. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Jeff Hemmer. He's answering the question, where we find true masculinity.
If you want to know what it means to be a man, if you want a perfect picture of masculinity, get yourself a crucifix and put it on your wall or hang it around your neck or whatever, because the cross is the most masculine thing that has ever happened. And so there you've got a Jesus stripped bare, strong, and completely in control of the situation. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. And everything, he spends every ounce of his strength, every drop of his blood, his entire life is spent for the good of his bride, the church. He gives himself completely for her. He does exactly what Adam ought to have done in the garden. He destroys the devil with his lure into sin. He crushes the serpent's head, and he gives, so not just an example of masculinity, he does the manly thing he gives in order to save us from this distortion that has been our plight ever since Adam in the garden.
That's soundbite number one this week as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Pastor Jeff Hemmer, where we find true masculinity. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, it needs your votes. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two for your consideration for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, telling the story of his brother's return to the faith.
The beautiful thing is that he had been away from church for 35 years. And when he got sick, I asked him, you know, I'm not trying to pull a fast one on you. I just want to know if you want a pastor to come and see you. And these great Missouri Synod pastors in Keller, Texas, and Waco, they went to him at the drop of a hat. And they loved him. They started giving him the sacrament. And then when the cancer recurred, it was a little over a year ago, he called me up. He said, you know, it had recurred and he had survived it. He called me up and he said, guess what I did today? I went to church. And he said, best thing I ever did. And what a joy. My dad had told him, you know, I had been praying every time I went to the Lord's Supper, I've been praying for you for almost 40 years to go back to church. Prayers answered, miraculously. First time he showed up in church, they had already been praying for him in the Sunday prayers. So he hears his name in the Sunday prayers. I can't thank God enough for those pastors. They're just fantastic. And in God's cruciform way, that's how the Lord decided to bring my brother to eternal life.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison, on his brother's return to the faith. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the year, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Stephen Parks. We were doing a series with him on responding to Roman Catholic proof texts. And here he is talking about the full sufficiency of Jesus' work for us.
What I think is often missing both in Catholicism and in modern evangelicalism is the idea of the sufficiency of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The sufficiency of his work accomplished on our behalf and his life in keeping the law perfectly in a way that you and I and nobody else could ever do. The sufficiency of his death, which according to the author of Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 7, forever perfects those for whom it was made. And as you go forward from there also, the notion that there needs to be something added to the work of Christ in some way, shape, or form, when in reality it's Jesus and Jesus alone that saves us from sin, that saves us from death, and that saves us from hell. The Reformation was all about the sufficiency of Christ's work. And when we recognize that what Christ accomplished, what he set out to do, namely redemption, then there's nothing that can possibly ever be added to it in any way. So whether our own sufferings in purgatory or our own works and sufferings in this life, none of those things contribute to the forgiveness of sins or life everlasting. Those things are given purely and only as a gift, and that because of the work of Christ, not our works.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Stephen Parks, on the sufficiency of Jesus' work. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, and your vote will decide which of the four soundbites will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the year, 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote, because here is the fourth soundbite for your consideration live this Friday, January the 5th. It's Kelly Schumacher talking about church art and architecture in the world.
When the dark gets darker, the light's going to get lighter, and as evil as this world is, Christ is going to shine brighter in us the more that we hold on to his word. And architecture, art, you know, even marriage today, I think even just being in a marriage where you are committed to one another for life, that may not seem like a big deal, but it's going to shine very brightly when the world has perverted what that is. And I feel like that it translates into our architecture is, instead of going with the times, just keep following God's word and using that as your model. And people are going to be drawn, not because it's what is similar, but it's what is different. In art, what draws people the most is not something that looks the same, but that contrast. So the more that we can contrast this world, the more that it's going to draw the people who need Christ, and the more it's going to push away the people that don't want anything to do with him.
That's soundbite number four, Kelly Schumacher on church, art, and architecture in the world. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the year, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
He is the Omega.
historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
O morning star, of morning star,
listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at lutheranpublicradio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. We've played the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE. We are coming to you live on this Friday, January the 5th, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to O'Fallon, Illinois, where Dennis is waiting on the line. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. I'm going to vote for Pastor Hammer. First, he mentioned how Christ himself is the ultimate example for us men. Secondly, when folks, they're brought up in a church and taught to want to remove a crucifix or despise the crucifix as some evil Roman Catholic image, when someone says, we preach Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, the image of the crucifix comes to mind, whether you want it to or not. And conversely, when you see a crucifix, even the Baptists think Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. So to me, that this gave me a whole new line of thought.
Dennis, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Let's see what John in Kirkwood, Missouri has to say. Hi, John.
Yes, I'm voting for Kelly Schumacher. You can tell by the way she talks that her deep faith that she has in the Lord.
Thank you very much, John. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-6943. This one comes from Mark in Flushing, New York. He says he's voting for Pastor Jeff Hammer, soundbite number one. He says, the subcontrario nature of the cross is my true comfort in life. Whenever I remember that when Jesus displayed his glory by being broken for me, the burden of my own brokenness is lifted. Marco says, thank you for the wonderful program. That's a vote for soundbite number one. Here's a vote for soundbite number four. Kelly Schumacher on church art and architecture in the world. Kelly's beautiful liturgical art points us to the light of Christ and helps us to evangelize to a world in darkness. Another vote. Let's see. This one goes for soundbite number three. Pastor Stephen Parks on the sufficiency of Jesus' work. It comes from Jen. I'd like to vote for Stephen Parks, the sufficiency of Jesus' work. After a long year of dealing with a crazy world, it's amazing how refreshing it is to be reminded of the simple fact that Jesus died and rose so that our sins would be forgiven. When we stay focused on that fact, all the chaos around us doesn't seem to matter anymore. It's also a wonderful soundbite to give us peace as we head into the new year. It is finished. Thanks, and looking forward to a wonderful year of listening to Issues, Etc. Jonathan listens in Carrollton, Texas. He's voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison. I appreciate hearing this account of the power of prayer. A 40-year time frame is so contrary to the magic bullets and the instant gratification that our culture demands. This is a reminder for me to regard prayer more seriously and provides me encouragement to be more diligent. Jonathan, thank you for listening in Texas. Carol listens in Duluth, Minnesota, voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison. Just a great reminder that we should never give up praying for those who have walked away from the faith. Carol, thank you, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. In St. Charles, Missouri, Brian votes for soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeff Hemmer. This exposition of masculinity is not only very much relevant for men today and needed in a culture that is both feminized and hedonistic, but it's also beautifully and concisely portraying for all of us both the gospel of what Christ's sacrificial atonement is for us and what it means for any Christian to be an imitator of Christ. Brian, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Charles. In Denison, Iowa, Willie says, Jeff Hemmer, all the way, that's soundbite number 1, his voice is needed today more than ever. Willie, thank you very much for listening there in Iowa. Jeff listens in Wichita, Kansas. He's voting for soundbite number 1 as well. Thank you, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, for identifying what it is to be a man in Christ and him crucified. Our elders meet again tonight for another study of the book Man Up. I've heard a lot of good things about that book as well, and thanks for listening there in Wichita, Kansas. Peter says it's an incredibly tough choice this year, but last year was a great year for Issues, Etc., so that's what I expect. I listened to the sound bites repeatedly on a loop until I was sure what my vote was for. Despite the tough competition, I have to vote for Pastor Jeff Hemmer and Where to Find True Masculinity. Christ was and is an excellent role model for all men. Our world needs the masculinity, the loving, the sacrificing masculinity that Christ shows on the cross more than ever. A blessed new year to you all. Peter, thanks for listening in Everett, Washington. Here's Irene listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Irene.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for and why?
I vote for number 4, Kelly, because her art shows Jesus' love and what he did to save us. All of her art tells Jesus' story, and I forget words, but I can keep looking at a picture.
Irene, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Kirkwood, Missouri. Jay is voting for soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeff Hemmer. What he is saying is true and greatly needed in our sissified society and synod. And the 3 other soundbites were just girly stuff, he says. Mark listens in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Pastor Jeff Hemmer is his choice for soundbite of the year for his gospel-centered take on masculinity. Gavin listens in Hickory, North Carolina. He says, I believe in bringing art and beauty back to our parishes by using aesthetics and as teachable tools for the sake of beauty itself. Kelly Schumacher and her topic wins hands down, says Gavin in Hickory, North Carolina. Karen listens in Oregon, voting for soundbite number 1. He's just a great guy with a beautiful family and a wonderful testimony to his faith. Thanks for listening there in Oregon. There's another vote for Pastor Jeff Hemmer, soundbite number 1. I like what Pastor Hemmer says, that Christ's sacrificial love toward others, toward lost sinners like me, shows a man what masculinity is, spending his life for lost sinners, doing the work of salvation to the bitter end. For clarity, look to Jesus, the true masculinity that is portrayed on the cross. Carol, thanks for listening in Lebanon, Oregon. David in Evansville, Indiana, he says, I have to vote for the one that has all the angels in heaven rejoicing, soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison on his brother's return to the faith. Thanks for listening there in Indiana. Another vote for Kelly Schumacher, soundbite number 4 from Les in Estes Park. He says, church art and architecture, I like her comment on its impact in time. Jean listens in Hobart, Washington. She's voting for soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeff Hemmer. Pastor Hemmer nailed it beautifully. Our Lord and Savior is truly the pure example of masculinity. Gene, thanks for listening in Washington. According to your votes this year, Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year is soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, Where We Find True Masculinity.
If you want to know what it means to be a man, If you want a perfect picture of masculinity, get yourself a crucifix and put it on your wall or hang it around your neck or whatever, because the cross is the most masculine thing that has ever happened. And so there you've got a Jesus stripped bare, strong, and completely in control of the situation. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. And everything, he spends every ounce of his strength, every drop of his blood, his entire life is spent for the good of his bride, the church. He gives himself completely for her. He does exactly what Adam ought to have done in the garden. He destroys the devil with his lure into sin. He crushes the serpent's head, and he gives, so not just an example of masculinity, he does the manly thing he gives in order to save us from this distortion that has been our plight ever since Adam in the garden.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, where we find true masculinity. Thanks for everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. We're giving out the 2017 Issues Etc. Books of the Month, all of them, to Carol in Duluth. Carol, if you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And again, thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Year. If you're looking for a mortgage, a home improvement, or car loan, or a student loan in 2018, check out the Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. Good for you, good for the church. The Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss Lutheranism versus Calvinism with Dr. Clinton Armstrong. We'll begin a series with Pastor Will Whedon on Lutheran piety based upon his book called Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. And we'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions at long last with Pastor Paul McCain, talking about God and original sin in the Apology of the Augsburg Confession. That's next week on Issues Etc. He is not simply an example of masculinity there on the cross. He is the substitute for every man and woman and child. In his life-giving death, he is our substitute and our salvation. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Did you receive an Amazon Echo or Google Home for Christmas? Well, you can easily use these devices as your Lutheran listening loudspeaker. On Amazon Echo, say, Alexa, play Lutheran Talk Radio, or Alexa, play Lutheran Public Radio. On Google Home, say, Hey Google, play Lutheran Talk Radio, or Hey Google, play Lutheran Public Radio. Listen to Lutheran Talk or Lutheran Music 24/7 with Amazon Echo or Google Home.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.